Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message I've entitled Heeding Our Ways, and I thought it would be a good thing as this year draws to a close that we could, as David did in Psalm 39, take a review of where we're at spiritually and in the circumstances of our lives, and come to the Lord and consecrate our lives in a new measure and look forward to this new year as a increased opportunity to grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus and to enter more fully into the destiny that God has for each one of us. Beloved, as long as we have breath in our body, and you might be up in your 80s or 90s, nonetheless, if you are still alive, God has a reason for you to be alive. You may not have the physical mobility or strength that you did when you were 20 or 30. That's normal. Death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. Aging is a part of this process. Thank God a time is coming. We will never have to contend with that again when Jesus comes and we receive our new bodies. But every one of us, no matter what your age, you're never too young, you're never too old to be not used of the Lord. God has a plan in every season of our lives. And so I would like now for us to, as I shared, I read the entire Psalm on yesterday's broadcast, but I want to focus right now. We're going to go through each verse, verses 1 and 2. David said, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. In many cultures of the world, they give vent to grief in an unrestrained way. That's not true of all cultures. There's great variety and differences in how people deal with grief or deal with death. We know from the Bible that in that particular time and culture, there were professional mourners who were actually hired to mourn at funerals. But David makes a determination. Whatever he's going through, and he's not specific, he has determined to endure his suffering in silence. Why? Well, obviously, because he loved God so much, he wanted to see others know and serve this great, wonderful Lord as he did. He did not want to bring reproach on God. And think about this, beloved. God is often judged by the words and actions of his people. Isn't that true? How often have you known or met people that gave their life to Jesus and then they started attending church and they got offended, they got hurt, and they're not going to church anymore? Why? Because they were hurt, because they were offended. And it was something that occurred through God's people. Now, we're not perfect, God's people. We're forgiven. And we have to remember that we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. And if you should be listening and you've been hurt by the brethren, if you've been injured in your church family, then the most important thing I can say to you is to forgive and to seek the Lord as to what he wants you to do. Perhaps there's a time that we grow and our spiritual needs are different, and he wants us to move on to another church family. But that's something, in many cases, people move too readily, where God wants them to stay where they've been planted and learn the lessons, even though they may have been hurt or offended or their pride was injured, whatever the situation. So we must forgive, but David did not want to cause reproach on the Lord by whatever he said or did in his pain. And when before the wicked, those who didn't share his relationship with God, he didn't want to say anything that would harden them or give them occasion to blaspheme. And also, examining his heart, he wanted to be righteous before God. Hear what James says in the third chapter, the second verse. The man that offends not in word, the same is a perfect man. If we would bridle our tongues, beloved, a lot of the offense that we give, a lot of things that we do to transgress before the Lord wouldn't happen because we would not offend with our mouth. Psalm 141 and 3 says, it's a prayer before the Lord. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. And then he says that he would be silent. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good. He kept quiet. And beloved, there is a profound truth in this, that in silence, we are encouraging ourselves to gain spiritual wisdom. Proverbs 16 and 23 says, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. I have a wide variety of prayer partners. They're all over the nation, but I'm thinking now of a particular family, a husband and wife. They used to come to our services when Brother Glass was alive and in Hayward when we were at Whitehall. And over the years, we have remained in touch. And he, over the years, he sent me things, videos and CDs and DVDs that were a blessing to him. And his heart is for Native American ministry. And of course, for many years, I would say ever since 2004, I've been involved in Native American ministry, especially as one of the focuses of our missions outreach. I may not say much about it on the broadcast. My spiritual family, in terms of the mailing list, my partners are aware, and I visit from as the Lord makes opportunity. And of course, every month we do support Native American missions. But anyway, this brother, having given you that background, he sent me a quote from, and I'm not certain how to pronounce it, Owaihisa. He was a Santee Sioux, and he was a brother who lived, was born in the 1900s, and knew both worlds, the white man's world as well as his own native culture, which he grew up in as a boy. But he was highly educated, and he wrote this about silence. And this is what that brother said. The Indian believes profoundly in silence, the sign of a perfect equilibrium. Silence is the absolute poise or balance of body, mind, and spirit. The man who preserves his selfhood is ever calm and unshaken by the storms of existence. What are the fruits of silence? They are self-control, true courage or endurance, patience, dignity, and reverence. Silence is the cornerstone of character. And beloved, I would have to say, in many of the traits of the Native American before the white man came, that they were not far from the kingdom. They were living their lives much of what is contained in the familiar words of our Bible. And they understood the importance of silence. And of course, we find that throughout the Psalms, throughout Proverbs, that we would do well to take heed to our mouth, just as David was saying, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. And of course, let me share another quote from Proverbs. This is Proverbs 21, verse 27 and 28. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. That just sounds like what that Sue brother just said. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Okay, praise God. So here we find David. We don't know all that he's going through, but he is in a state of sorrow, a state of suffering. And in verse 3, he says, "My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue." And of course, we will look on to see what he said. But let's take a moment to pause. The less he spoke, the more he thought. And I'm reminded of Proverbs, and I want to read to you a few verses from chapter 7, where Solomon said, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandment with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the table of thine heart." So David is now focusing. He was learning to be silent, and he's focusing within. He's focusing upon his heart. And of course, that's what the Bible counsels us. We're to take heed lest there be in any of us an evil heart of unbelief or a lukewarm heart of indifference. The heart of man, beloved, is concerned and is disposed toward eternal realities. The brevity and frailty of human life, the pointlessness of worldly endeavor, and the fire of suffering is purified into a holy fire when we muse on the things of God. For then, if we will do that, our tongues will be able to speak forth his praise. And the sufferings we go through cause the godly to seek the Lord and a godly, upright prayer to arise before the God of our salvation. Well, I have more to share, but my time has flown by and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write if you'd like prayer covering as you embark upon the new year. We're all on a journey, beloved, and we need prayer partners, we need supporters, we need those who will encourage us. And so I invite you to write. I promise by the Spirit of the Lord, you will be encouraged. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.